Hi, welcoming into Stacking the Box. He just got the new paper, staying where he is comfortable, and I'm sure he's happy to do it. Marlon Mack, straight out of South Florida, welcome back to the Indianapolis Colts. I bet you're feeling pretty good about this.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely happy to be home, man.
Were you concerned with after the ACL that the Colts were not going to even give you an offer?
I was just focusing on just rehabbing, man, and just knew it was in God's hands, man, and things were going to come, man. Don't worry about too much. And then once we hit and I got off from them, I just had to take it.
So, you know, I'm curious, Marlon, you know, you have a couple of really good years before you get the ACL injury. Obviously, 2019, you rushed for almost 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns. But the Colts now have, including obviously yourself, a very good backfield. I mean, Jonathan Taylor comes in as a second-round pick last year. He was excellent, especially down the stretch. Nyheim Hines is on the team as well. Was that a consideration for you when you were thinking about re-signing? Is, hey, you know, this is a crowded backfield, or maybe I could go somewhere else and get a little bit more bulk of the carries, more top billing instead of having to, you know, maybe split the carries either two ways or even three ways?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a running back, you know, the carries thing is going to be a major factor. But as just like last year, man, I really want to think about the carries, and especially come off my Achilles. Just going out there, man, and just going to play. Just every carry I get, I know, just me thinking coming in with the team we had last year. I just want to go show my efforts and go ball out, especially after last year with the injury I had.
So now, last year, the Colts bring in a new quarterback, Philip Rivers. Guys go 11-5, make the playoffs, almost win a game. Philip retires. Now you're bringing Carson Wentz. Have you talked to Carson at all? Do you know him at all? And B, what are your thoughts on Carson Wentz being the new quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts?
Haven't talked to him yet. So I was kind of like on a crazy new part. So that's probably one reason I didn't talk to him. Two, I think he's a great quarterback, man. He's still using the league for a reason, man. First round pick for a reason. And I feel like he's going to come here and do great things for us. And you just got to keep working hard and put our heads down and work.
Marlon, what's rehab been like for you? Could you play in a couple weeks if that was the case? Where are you at?
I'm at a pretty good spot, man. I should be good to go for training camp, man. Keep working right now. About to head back up at Indy in a few weeks and start rehabbing again once with those guys in the training room, man. They've been pushing me hard, working me hard, and getting me right. But for sure, I'll be ready by training camp.
What's been the biggest challenge for you just rehabbing in a pandemic? I mean, I don't know if that was a factor at all.
Yeah, like you said, a pandemic, testing every day, man, and just I just go in and just keep getting my nose just swabbed. I'll say pretty much the hardest, man.
Where are you training this offseason, Marlon, and who with, if there are some other guys in the NFL that you usually work out with?
Now I'm being Indy this year. I usually head down to South Florida, but I'm actually just heading to Indy and rehab there this year and train there this year.
Are we going to see Marlon Mack peeking his head into any NCAA tournament games?
Nah, man, it's crazy what's going on.
So, you know, what are your personal goals this year? I mean, look, obviously, sure, you want the team to win, team to play well. That's a given. But for you personally, coming off the injury, you're still a young guy. I mean, you came into the league really young. So you just turned 25. Do you have any personal goals this year that you set for yourself? You say, look, if I do this from a personal standpoint, I've had a successful season.
Just going out there and ball, man, and make people say, wow, he still got it. I say that's one of my main goals this year, man. Get the all sleepers, wake the sleepers up on me, man, and people that's down me, man. Just go ball out and get that Super Bowl win for sure.
Marlon, for those who don't know what it's like to live in Indy and kind of wonder why so many people are so loyal to the Colts franchise, you know, I saw Chris Ballard talking about when you got hurt, he was very upset about it. Just like there seems to be a family feel to the organization. Can you explain that a little bit, what it's like?
Yeah, man. We just a bunch of guys that get close, man. It's like everybody like each other. You like friends, you text these out a day, man. You know, guys gonna hit you back. Just a group of guys that's cool, like college once was, man. You just like the guys you're around, man. That's one thing about the coach and the friends you make on this team, man. You just love being around the guys.
You know, for you, you come back to a team that new quarterback, but same head coach, same coaching staff for the most part. No, Nick Sirianni obviously gets the job in Philadelphia. If you could you just speak about, you know, what it's like to play for Coach Wright, and then also, you know, how you feel your skill set fits into, you know, a little bit of a new offense now, is obviously, you know, you have a new quarterback and maybe some new pieces around you as well.
Just playing for a guy like Coach Wright, man. He always want best for his players. Being a former player, I guess you could say, he know what the guys want, and that's one thing you can love about him, man. He's always looking out for his guys, and he's just pushing us hard, and that's why we kind of play hard, because we know what he knows the feeling of being a player, and especially in his offense for me, I think it worked well, man. Like you said, my first year when those guys got here, man, it just exploded for me, and I just love being in this offense.
Marlon, what's fair expectations for this Colts squad coming in? And we got a little ways to go or the draft coming up, but how are you looking at next season?
Man, definitely getting to that Super Bowl, man. That's always the goal. Nothing short of nothing less, man. Get together, work hard, training camp, and let's push each other. Let's get there.
It's a lot, though. You're bringing in a new QB. You're coming back, but you're not taking any chips off the table on March the 23rd.
Oh no!
For Rem, you gotta love that. He's all in.
Hey, I think really absolutely, but I think the last thing for me is this past season. Now, obviously, of course, unfortunately for you, you have the injury, but it was so bizarre. Because of COVID, because of the pandemic, you talked about nose swabs. I mean, guys are getting them left and right. It's chaos. There's false positives, and there are actual positives, and people are going through all these different things. For you, are you just excited as a player to come back and potentially have, by the time camp starts in late July, early August, most of this behind us where you're not having to test? I mean, as much as I'm sure you would have loved to have played last year, don't get me wrong. Is there a part of you that says, man, if I had to miss a year, maybe that was a year. Now I come back and maybe the world's kind of back in order a little bit.
Yeah, definitely, man. If we could get rid of no swab every day, man, definitely. Last year would be the year that I don't want to miss. Having to wear a mask everywhere you go in the building. Your training room, you got to stretch with a mask on. Even in practice, you got to kind of low-key have a mask on. Man, definitely, last year probably one of the years I want to miss, because there's a whole bunch of stuff that guys had to go through just to play, man. It was a bunch.
Marlon, one more from me. I just want to hear you boast about why you think the Colts have the best running back trio in the NFL.
I mean, we got everything you want, from power to speed to 9 catching ability. Even Jordan, man, don't sleep on him. He just have a heck of a back too. Jonathan Taylor, I mean, you already seen what he can do. And then me, man, you get it all from each one of us in that room, man. And we gonna show that this year.
Sounds to me like y'all should keep the ball on the ground a little bit more.
Definitely.
There's no running back that would ever say no to that one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, Marlon, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Obviously, best of luck coming off the injury, and best of luck with the three-headed monster in Indy next season.
Thank you.